Welcome into the In the Money podcast for Friday, April 3rd, opening day of the Keeneland Spring Meet. I'm Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. And we're going to take a look at the late pick four that includes three graded stakes, including the grade one Central Bank Ashland for the three-year-old fillies. But Jim, before we get into the handicapping, let's talk about some changes on the wagering menu for the spring. And you've got a new bet that's starting on the last three races of the day, right?
We do. Made a few changes in our wagering menu. One of them is take the regular pick three and make it into a $3 pick three minimum for the last three races of each day. It's going to be similar to our $3 turf pick three with a 15% takeout, really player-friendly takeout. And with making it a $3 minimum, it becomes more difficult to hit. Therefore, it's going to pay better. So it will always pay two or three times the parlay. And we think the $3 pick three that started last year at Churchill, I'll give them a little credit for starting it. It was a success there, and I think it's going to be a success at Keeneland. We also are changing the minimums on a couple of wagers. We're changing the regular pick three to $1, and we're changing the superfecta from 10 cents to 50 cents. And that's one that's going to be a little bit controversial here, especially for people with the track. 10-cent superfectas are not available anymore. Over the years, that was introduced to make it easier to have a bet for the novice player, and what's happened is it's made the superfecta something that doesn't pay very well because the payoffs are diluted so much by that 10-cent minimum. Going to a 50-cent minimum and requiring players to handicap it rather than just do a four-horse box for $2.40 hopefully will make the payoffs much better, and it will make it a much better wager for the regular player. So we're going to try that. We're the first track in the country to try it. We're going to monitor it, see what happens, but we feel confident that it is a positive change for the wagering environment here at Keeneland.
Well, let's jump into the late pick four. Starts with the grade two Middle Ground Capital Beaumont for three-year-old fillies going 7 furlongs. A few changes on the menu of the races for the opening weekend because no racing on Easter Sunday. So this is a race that has frequently been on the Sunday card of the opening weekend. And it is a nice group that's come together. Not a big field, but a well-matched group. Where did you land?
Yeah, it came up a little light, 7 horses. But I think there's a couple of horses in here, probably three that are going to vie for favoritism, and any of them could win. I went with a fine Chardonnay on the outside for Ian Wilkes, coming out of the Any Limit Stakes at Gulfstream. First time out in 2026 as a three-year-old, and basically this filly broke her maiden last year at Churchill and then came back and won the Myrtlewood at Keeneland. So she's got a win on the track. She didn't run that well in the Fern Creek, but got a rest and then come back at Gulfstream, needed that race, and I think set up perfectly for this. And she's drawn on the outside, trying to run down the speed for Ian and BJ Hernandez. Sneaky Good for Brad Cox is going to be the favorite. Ran behind Explora and Counting Stars last time out in the Honeybee at Oakland, and will deservedly be the favorite here for Brad Cox and Flavian Pratt, and has every reason to move forward from the Honeybee, and was going to be very tough to beat him here. And then the other one, I think, Just Bluffing for Greg Foley. Not as experienced as the other two coming out of Fairgrounds, but good numbers. Greg always gets them ready, and Luis Saez takes over for Declan Cannon, which is a big move up. So I think Just Bluffing is probably the third choice in here. I'm only going to go with the top two for my pick four just to keep it manageable, but I think you got a shot at with Just Bluffing just because Louis taking them out.
I ended up on Sneaky Good. I went back and forth between her and a fine Chardonnay, and I ended up giving the edge to Sneaky Good because she's got a little more of a gap between her races. A fine Chardonnay is coming back in 3 weeks, but certainly ought to improve off that race last month at Gulfstream. And that was her best buyer figure, and she's won at Keeneland, so she'll be tough, but Sneaky Good. Cutting back from a mile on the 16th, I like that in 7 furlong races. It's Cox and Pratt, so Sneaky Good with a slight edge over a fine Chardonnay for me. Barracoa I'm going to put on the ticket as well. I like the way this horse won last fall at Churchill, and Walsh is 17% off the layoff, and Brendan usually has him ready to go for this meet. So I'm going to take that one, and then Jeff Just Bluffing as the fourth horse. So go four deep in the opening leg of my pick four. The eighth race is the grade three UK Healthcare Transylvania, mile and a 16th on the turf for three-year-olds. Always seems to be a big field with some talented horses that go on to do good things, and I think that's going to be the case again with this group. I ended up on Street Beast. I'm just going to draw a line through the last race, troubled start in the race at Turfway. Ben Colebrook talked to him, the trainer, and he said that the race was over after that start for this one, and they were seeing if maybe they could get him onto the Derby trail, but now they're just going to regroup and go back to what is his best surface, certainly, it appears. It was an impressive winner of a two-year-old stake at Kentucky Downs, and it was fourth in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. So I think Street Beast bounces back and runs big in here. Proton, it's Graham Motion, who won this with Test Score last year, and Johnny V, second off the layoff. Two wins, 2 seconds from six starts, so a lot to like for Proton. Vassy for Walsh and Pratt, two in a row with getting the two turns. Remember Mamba, two for two for Cherie DeVoe, and could have a very bright future. And then Zeppelin, it's Rusty Arnold. For the moment, Keeneland's all-time winningest trainer, Rad Ortiz Rides. 15-1, I can't leave Rusty Arnold out at that price on a horse that I know that he likes, an interview we did for Keeneland social media. So going to go five deep in here, going to take Street Beast on top. How about you?
I'm going to beat you. I'm going to go six deep in here. this one, there's a race on Saturday's card, the Valvoline Global Shakertown, that I can't eliminate any of the horses in. I could eliminate a couple here, so I got down to six, and the one that I actually landed on is the one of the last ones that you mentioned, Zeppelin for Rusty Arnold. And I don't know if Nick does a great job on our morning lines here, but I'm not sure you're going to get 15-1 on Rusty Arnold horse ridden by Irad Ortiz here. And coming out of the same race as Vassy and Honey Dutch, was only 2.25 behind and didn't really get a great trip. Coming back to Keeneland, where Rusty really tries to get him ready here, he's only 3 for 50 this year, so he's been cold, but I think he usually eats up for Keeneland. So I'm going to take Zeppelin at a price. I think you might get 8-1, 9-1, but I don't think you're going to get 15. The other horses coming out of the same race, Vassy and Honey Dutch, you got to take them. Brendan probably has the favorite in here with Vassy, with Flavian Pratt taking them out back off that win at Gulfstream. Proton for Graham Motion and Street Beast for Ben Colebrook, the reasons that you mentioned. Just draw a line through the Battaglia. Just got out there to the lead and just was not himself, and I'm assuming that was just a one-off because all the other races have been really good. And then the other one that I had is Remember Mamba for Cherie DeVoe. 2 for 2, not done anything wrong, and broke his maiden here at Keeneland back at a mile and an eighth. So he opens up at a mile and an eighth on the turf last October and won by 4.5, and then goes off at 3-5 at Fairgrounds and now comes back here. Cherie had a great Keeneland year last year, both the spring and the fall, and I expect her to continue that.
Ninth race, third leg of the late pick four is the Grade One Central Bank Ashland for three-year-old fillies, mile at a 16th, always a key prep on the road to the Kentucky Oaks. How'd you see it?
Well, it goes through Zany. Coming off the win at Tampa after two very impressive wins as two-year-olds. She got started too late. She actually broke her maiden on Breeders' Cup weekend last year on November 2nd. So got a 79 buyer, came back in the Demoiselle at Aqueduct and won by 8.5, and then comes out first time in the Suncoast and wins for fun. So she hasn't been challenged. Todd Pletcher, Irad Ortiz, huge connections. And if she wins the Central Bank Ashland, she's going to be the favorite in the Kentucky Oaks in a few weeks. So nothing wrong with Zany. I'm just going to take a shot here with Percy's Bar. I think she's going to need this race. She's been off since the Breeders' Cup, but she is 1 for 2 at Keeneland with a win in the Alcibiades last year. She finished second in the Grade One Spinaway last year at Saratoga. She's done everything that Ben has asked her to do. Might need the race, might be better a month down the road in the Kentucky Oaks. But I think her class, she's certainly faced tougher competition than has Zany. But I think it's going to be a really good race between those two. So that's the two I'm using.
I took Percy's Bar to try to beat Zany as well. Her two best races have been at Keeneland. She was first under the wire in the Alcibiades last fall, then went out to Del Mar and was really moving well and kind of got bounced off the rail turning for home. I don't know if she would have won, but I think she might have been second. And training lights out. I talked to Ben Colebrook for the Today at Keeneland show, and he said he wanted to get a prep into her, and the weather kept that from happening. But he said she has trained. He said some of her training moves have just taken his breath away. So they think they can get her ready off training, and if not, if she runs well, she could be very dangerous in the Oaks. So I'm going to try to get a little better price with Percy's Bar to beat Zany. But I'm also going to use Friction for Mark Cassie. Talk to him. He's very high on her. He mentioned her in the same breath as Counting Stars, who won so impressive in the fantasy last week. And she, in terms of just her talent level, now she's only been 6 furlongs in her 2 races that she won. He said on pedigree, she's out of an AP Indy mare, so you wouldn't think she'd have any trouble stretching out. But he said, when you look at her, you wonder if that could be a question. So he said, you know, there will be a concern until she proves it, but she's very, very talented. So I'm going to use all 3 of those in my pick 4. And then the 10th race is maidens on the turf, 3-year-olds at a mile. I took the 3 inside horses. I took Prize Pick on top. I like a good bit. In his turf debut, around 2 turns at Gulfstream, it was a tough spot to be in with a bit of a wide post, and I thought he ran well in that spot. It's Brian Lynch, who had a fantastic winter down in Florida, and I think Prize Pick will be awfully tough in here, but I'm going to take Herding also for Motion, and Johnny V just missed to Vassy in the U.S. debut, did Herding, and Vassy, of course, we mentioned running in the Transylvania. And then Ravenous for Walsh and Pratt was wide in his only turf race last fall, so could certainly improve. Lemon's Law and Supercharger were a couple of others I looked at, the former for Riley Mott, the latter for Cherie DeVoe. Those could be worth a look if you structure your ticket in a way that gives you the opportunity to go deeper in the last leg. But I'm going to go 3 deep to try to keep the ticket around the level that I would want and take Prize Pick on top. How'd you see the 10th?
I saw a little more wide open than that. I went 6 deep in here. I used the horses that you used on the inside, and of those 3, I would probably take Heading from Ground Motion on top, just because he ran behind Vassy, and the Democracy Defender comes from the same race, ran 2nd, and is in the 10 hole here. I'm going to use him as well. And then the horse who ran 3rd in that race came back and won, Fancy Sailor. So I think Heading might be a little lower price than 6-1, but I think he fits well here after a couple races overseas. Prize Pick and Ravenous, I'm going to use them for the same reasons you mentioned. I'm going to use Cash Bonus, a first-timer for Cherie DeVoe. The horse Supercharger disappointed at Turfway last time out. Didn't run that well on the turf at Churchill in his debut. So I'm going to say that Cherie's got 2 in here, and I'm going to take the longer price Cash Bonus. She's 22% first-time starters, which is outstanding. BJ takes them out for it. I think Cash Bonus might be a surprise in here. Ovalis for Lindsey Schultz has been very consistent with 3 buyers in the 70s, been very close to breaking his maiden last time out. And then Democracy Defender that I mentioned before ran 2nd in the maiden special weight at Tampa that the other horse comes out of in here that Heading for Ground Motion, who finished 4th in that race. So 6 deep to finish up the pick 4 for me.
Yeah, I couldn't read my own writing. It is Heading, and like I said, Herding. And then with Cherie DeVoe, I mean, she got Remember Mama to debut and win at 1 1/8 on the turf, so 1 mile should be a piece of cake for a debut runner, right?
Easy, yeah.
All right, pick 4 tickets. I'm going to go 4 deep to start, 2, 3, 5, 7, with 1, 2, 5, 7, 8, with 2, 3, 4, with 1, 2, 3. That's a $90 ticket. If you want to cut it down, I would say leave out Just Bluffing and go 3 deep in the first leg, and that'd get you down to, I think, $62.50. But $90 ticket for me on opening day. How about you?
Well, I spent $72, a little bit different structure. 2x6x2x6. So 3-7 with 1-2-5-7-8-10 with 2-3 with 1-2-3-6-7-10, and that's $72.
Jim, one other thing we're going to do on these podcasts each day for the spring meet is also give out a $3 late pick 3 ticket to mark this new wager and to help introduce the fans to it. So I am going to take 2 plays in here, 2 $27 tickets. I'm going to single Street Beast on the first ticket, So 5 with 2, 3, 4 with 1, 2, 3. Then I'm going to do another ticket, and I'm going to take 1, 2, 5 with 2, 3, 4 with 1 in single prize pick. So I'm going to play a single on either end on two different tickets, and it's a $54 total ticket for my play on that $3 late pick 3. How about you?
I put together a fairly inexpensive ticket. You've got to cut down. You can't spread as much, obviously, with a $3 minimum. So I went 2-3-7-8 in the first leg. Then I am going to, on my $3 pick 3, I'm going to single Percy's Bar. I think if you beat Zany in this pick 3, you're going to really get paid. So I'm just going to take a shot here that Percy's Bar is going to be ready and that she's going to pull off the upset, knock off Zany. And then I've got 1-2-5-10 to end it up. That's a $48 play for $3.
So have fun with that, and best of luck at the Keeneland Spring Meet. Make sure you have your Keeneland Select account funded. Don't get caught shorthanded, because it's going to be great racing these first 2 days and the rest of the meet. No racing on Easter Sunday, so stakes-loaded cards on Friday and Saturday. Make sure you have funds in your Keeneland Select account to play. And we'll be back for the Saturday card on our next edition of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.